Welcome back to the Deep Dive. It is January 2026. And, if you look at the headlines, the online learning industry is basically printing money. It's just exploded.
It's booming.
It is booming. I mean, everyone and their grandmother seems to be launching some kind of master class. But here's the reality nobody's really talking about. If you are sitting there right now thinking about launching a course, or maybe you already have one and you're trying to scale it, you're probably not feeling booming. You're probably feeling something else.
Total paralysis.
Exactly, paralysis, because the sheer amount of option, it's paralyzing. It used to be so simple, right? Upload a video, hope someone buys it. Now, we're talking community feeds, data sovereignty, gamification, mobile UX. It's a lot.
It is, and the stakes are actually higher now. The tech stack you choose in 2026 isn't just a software decision. It is like a fundamental business decision.
Right.
It defines how you interact with your students, who owns that relationship, and critically, whether you're taking home the profit or just handing most of it over in fees.
So let's consider this your survival guide. We've pulled together this massive, comprehensive comparison guide that just dropped, covering the whole 2026 landscape. We're talking the Titans, Teachable, Thinkific, Kajabi,
The big ones.
and the rebels, the WordPress solutions like Lifter LMS, and even some new players like Fluent Community. But our mission isn't just to list features. We want to match you, the person listening right now, to the right tools.
And I think I'm going to play the skeptic today. You
Fam.
bring the excitement about monetizing knowledge, which is great, but I'll be looking at the fine print
Okay.
because flashy features are nice, but things like data portability and those hidden transaction fees. That's where businesses actually live or die.
I am ready for it. So let's get into it. The source material does something really smart right at the start. It refuses to just list these tools alphabetically.
Which is the only way to do it. If you pick a tool based on a feature list instead of your business model, you are going to be fighting the software every single day.
Okay, so let's look at these buckets it lays out. The first one is labeled the hybrid or the community builder. I'm guessing this is for people who want to be the next masterclass, just like super high-end video.
Actually, no. It's funny you say that. Masterclass is largely a one-way street, right? You watch, they teach. This bucket is for the creator who realizes that in 2026, content is cheap. The real value is connection. These are people running cohort-based courses, group coaching, memberships.
Oh, where the discussion is key.
Exactly, where the comment section is just as valuable as the video lesson. If your whole business model is content plus coaching plus conversation, then this is your bucket.
Got it. So it's dynamic. What's the second bucket?
That's the all-in-one empire. This is for the control freak, and I mean that in the best possible way.
I think I know some of those.
Yeah, we all do. These are people who want to log into one dashboard and see everything. Their website hosting, their email marketing, their sales funnels, the course itself. They don't want to duct tape five different tools together.
I mean, that sounds like the dream for most people, just simplicity. And the third bucket.
The simple starter. This is for the person who says, "Look, I have a PDF. I have a few videos. I want to sell them.
That's it.
I do not want to learn to code, and I do not want to spend 3 weeks building a website." They want a drag and drop builder and a buy now button. Launch in hours, not days.
Okay, before we start naming names, we have to talk about the elephant in the room. The source spends a lot of time on the financial split between marketplaces and ownership platforms. I think people glaze over this, but the math is, it's kind of terrifying.
It's the difference between renting a booth at a fair and owning your own shop. A marketplace, those big sites that host thousands of courses, they bring you traffic, sure. But they often take a cut of anywhere from 20 to, I've seen, 50% of your revenue.
Hold on. 50%. So I do all the work, I make the content, and they take half just for hosting the file.
Just for the privilege of being in their catalog, having access to their audience. Now, compare that to a self-hosted or a dedicated platform, the ones we're mostly talking about today, like Kajabi or Thinkific. There, you're usually looking at 0% transaction fees on the platform side, or maybe just a standard credit card processing fee, like 2.9%.
Okay, let's make this real. The guide has a breakdown for a business making $10,000 a month. That's a solid, successful creator income.
A great goal for a lot of people. Right. So if you're in a marketplace taking a 50% cut, you are taking home $5,000, maybe $8,000 if the cut is lower. But on an ownership platform, after the credit card fees, you are keeping roughly $9,650.
So in a single month, that's a $4,000 difference.
Stretch that out over a year. On the ownership platform, you're taking home about $115,000 on the marketplace. You might be scraping by with $60,000. You are effectively paying a $50,000 convenience tax just because you didn't want to set up your own site.
That is a down payment on a house or a very nice car.
And we haven't even touched on the biggest cost, which isn't money. It's the asset.
What do you mean?
When you sell on a marketplace, they own the customer. You often don't even get the student's email address. You can't upsell them. You can't newsletter them. You leave empty-handed.
You're just a contractor, basically.
You are. On a dedicated platform, you own the data. You own the relationship.
Okay, you have convinced me. Marketplaces are out for anyone who's serious. So let's talk about those dedicated platforms. Segment two, the all-in-one heavyweights, the big names. Let's start with Kajabi. It's often called the premium choice, but honestly, looking at that price tag, my first reaction is, ouch.
Yeah, it starts at what, $149 a month? It's definitely a commitment.
For someone just starting out who hasn't sold a single course, dropping $150 a month feels really risky. Is it worth it?
Well, here's the counterargument that Kajabi makes. It's a business in a box. If you didn't use Kajabi, you'd need a website host that's $20 a month. An email marketing tool like MailChimp or ConvertKit, that's another $30 to $50. A funnel builder.
Okay, it adds up.
It adds up. When you stack all those bills, you might actually be spending more than $149, and none of those tools are built to talk to each other.
So you're paying for the integration, no more tech tape.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, and you knew there was a but coming, you have to watch the caps.
Ah.
The basic plan at that price limits you to 3 products and 10,000 contacts.
3 products. So if I want to make 4 small mini courses, I have to upgrade to an even more expensive plan.
Immediately. And that jump is significant. So if your business model is lots of small products, Kajabi might price you out very, very quickly.
Okay, let's look at Thinkific. The source calls this one the reliable host. How does it differ?
Thinkific is less about the all-in-one marketing and more about the course building itself. It has a very robust drag-and-drop builder. It handles diverse media really well. PDFs, live Zoom lessons, quizzes.
Got it.
But the big differentiator is their entry point.
The free plan.
Right.
But hold on a second. Usually free in the software world means useless. Is this actually a functional free plan?
It is surprisingly generous.
Huh.
Thinkific's free plan lets you build one course, but with unlimited students.
Oh, wow.
You don't get the fancy email automation, but you can build the product, launch it, and start selling without paying a dime up front.
That seems like the smartest way to validate an idea. Don't pay until the money actually starts coming in.
Precisely. It removes the risk.
Now let's talk about Teachable. They've been around forever. What's their angle in 2026?
Teachable has pivoted hard towards the financial back end. They're great at handling VAT taxes, multiple currencies, paying out affiliates. If you have a global audience, the tax compliance alone can be a nightmare, and Teachable handles a lot of that for you.
But looking at the source, I had to read the pricing section for Teachable twice because I thought I was misreading it. We need to talk about what I'm calling the transaction fee trap.
Yeah, this is where the simple starter often gets burned. Teachable has a free plan, but they take a dollar plus 10% of every single transaction.
10% plus a dollar.
Yep. So let's do the math. You sell a low ticket guide for $20. Teachable takes a dollar off the top. Now you're at 19. Then they take 10% of the original 20, which is $2.
So you're paying $3 in fees on a $20 sale.
That's a 50% hit immediately.
That hurts, but surely their paid plans are better.
Better, but not perfect. The basic plan, which you pay a monthly subscription for, still charges a 5% transaction fee.
So wait, if I'm selling $10,000 worth of courses a month on that basic plan,
you are paying your monthly subscription fee to Teachable, plus you are handing them $500 in transaction fees.
And the pro plan, the one with zero transaction fees, costs $159 a month.
Exactly. So here's the success tax calculation. If you're paying $500 in fees, you are literally throwing money away by not upgrading to the $159 plan.
Right.
People stay on the cheaper plan thinking they're saving money. But once you have volume, the cheap plan is actually the most expensive one.
That is the kind of math that keeps you up at night.
Yeah.
Okay, let's shift gears completely. Let's leave these safe walled gardens of SaaS platforms and go into the Wild West. Segment three. The WordPress rebels.
The tinkerers.
Right. The source mentions Lifter LMS and a newcomer called Fluent Community. Now, for the listener who isn't super tech savvy, Lifter LMS isn't a website you log into. It's a plugin. What does that mean practically?
Think of WordPress as the operating system of your phone, and Lifter LMS is an app you install on it. It transforms a standard blog site into a full-blown learning management system in LMS.
Okay.
You can do prerequisites, quizzes, certificates, everything the big guys do.
And the appeal here is cost and control.
Massive control. Nobody can shut you down, nobody can raise your monthly rate, and cost-wise, the core plugin is free. And even if you buy their Infinity Bundle, which gives you everything, it's a one-time payment of roughly $9.99 for lifetime access.
Lifetime. So you pay once, and you can use it for 10 years.
Compared to paying Kajabi $1,800 every single year, it's a steal by UT. And this is a massive warning label.
Here comes the bad cop.
When you go the WordPress route, you are the IT department.
What does that look like on a Tuesday morning when something goes wrong?
It looks like the white screen of death.
Yeah.
You update a plugin, your hosting provider changes something, and suddenly your entire course site vanishes. It's just a white screen.
Oh, no.
And there's no support chat to call. You have to figure out which plugin caused the conflict, roll back the server, and fix it.
So if you aren't comfortable digging into server settings, or you can't afford to hire someone who is, this cheap option could cost you your sanity.
100%. It's for the brave or the technically competent.
Now, what about Fluent Community? It launched in 2025. Is it just another Lifter LMS?
No, it's actually responding to a different trend. Fluent Community kind of rejects the idea of the linear course. You know, lesson one, lesson two, lesson three. It says that model is dying.
So what is it then?
It's a plugin that turns your WordPress site into a private social network.
Like building your own private Facebook.
Exactly. Activity feeds, member profiles, private groups. It's for creators who are selling access. Access to a network, access to resources, rather than a structured class. Again, very aggressively priced, around $129 a year.
Speaking of community first, let's move to segment four, the niche tools. These seem to be for people with a very specific way of teaching. Circle.so is the big name here.
Circle is fascinating because they bet the farm on social learning years ago, and they totally won.
Mm-hmm.
If you log into a Circle community, it doesn't look like a school. It looks like a modern social feed.
Oh, interesting.
It blends your course content directly into the discussion.
The source mentions white labeling as a big feature for Circle. For those who don't speak developer, what does that actually look like to the end user?
It means removing the vendor's brand. So if you use the basic version, it might say powered by Circle or have their logo in the corner. White labeling means you can strip all that away. The URL is your URL, the colors are your colors, the app icon is your logo.
So your student never even knows Circle exists.
They just know your brand. It feels much more professional.
Right, but it costs more.
It does. You're looking at up to $119 a month for those features.
On the complete opposite end of the spectrum, pure sales, we have Creator LMS. Who is this for?
This is for the solo salesperson. The person who says, I don't need a social network. I need to maximize the dollar value of every single person who clicks my link.
And how does it do that?
It focuses entirely on the checkout experience. Most course platforms have terrible checkout pages. Creator LMS offers these high converting templates and, crucially, order bumps and one-click upsells.
Give me an example of an order bump.
Okay, so you're buying a $50 course on how to bake bread. Right before you hit pay, a little box pops up that says, hey, want my sourdough starter guide for just $15 more? You check the box, and boom, the order is now $65.
The digital equivalent of, do you want fries with that?
Exactly. And then the one-click upsell happens after you pay. Wait, get the Advanced Pastry Masterclass for 50% off right now? Since they already have your card info, you just click one button. It's incredibly effective for increasing revenue without needing more traffic.
That is smart. Okay, we've covered the tools, but let's go deeper. Segment five, the invisible features. These are the things that aren't on the pricing page, but you seem to think they're more important.
They are the iceberg beneath the surface. And the biggest one, without question, is data ownership and portability.
We touched on this with marketplaces, but even with these tools, why is a CSV export so critical? It sounds so boring.
It is boring until you try to leave. Imagine you build a business on a platform for 3 years. You have 5,000 students. You have all their quiz results, their progress. Then that platform raises its prices to $500 a month. You want to leave.
Right.
If you cannot click a button and export a CSV file with your students' names, emails, and purchase history, you are trapped.
Because you can't move them to a new system.
Right. You'd have to email them all and say, hey, please sign up again on this new site. You'll lose 80% of them instantly. If you can't export your data, you are building a house on rented land where the landlord has locked the moving trucks out.
That is a terrifying image, and I assume this ties into legal stuff too.
Huge. GDPR, CCPA, all these privacy laws. If a student writes to you and says, delete my data, and your platform doesn't have an easy way to do that, you are legally liable. You need a platform that respects compliance.
Okay, invisible feature number two, the mobile experience.
The source highlighted a stat that just blew my mind. Nearly 60% of online course content in 2026 is consumed on a mobile device.
60%.
Most creators build their course on a desktop. They look at it on a big, beautiful monitor. But if your student is on a subway trying to watch your video on their phone and they have to pinch and zoom to read the text, or the next lesson button is floating off the screen, they are going to quit.
It's friction.
It's fatal friction. Yeah. If the mobile experience isn't seamless, or better yet, if there isn't a dedicated app, your completion rates will tank. And if they don't finish the course, they don't buy the next one.
And finally, support. This feels like something you don't care about until you desperately, desperately need it.
Oh, you care about it when you're in the middle of a launch.
Yeah.
You've just sent an email to 10,000 people and your checkout page crashes.
Panic mode.
Total panic. If your platform only offers email support with a 48-hour response time, you have just lost thousands of dollars. You need to look for live chat. You want a human being you can ping instantly.
Yeah.
Some premium plans even include migration services where they'll help you move your stuff. That is worth its weight in gold.
So we have covered a massive amount of ground here. Let's try to distill this. If you had to give a cheat sheet to our listener based on who they are, how would you break it down?
Okay, let's simplify. If you want a business in a box and you have the budget to pay for that convenience, Kajabi. It works, it's pretty, it's expensive.
And if you're the tinkerer who wants total control and no monthly fees,
Lifter LMS on WordPress. But remember, you are the IT department.
If you're building a movement, not just a class,
Circle.so or maybe Fluent Community, prioritize the connection over the content.
And if you're a solo creator who just wants to sell, sell, sell,
Creator LMS. Optimize that checkout flow and get those upsells working for you.
And what's your final piece of advice for someone who is still feeling that paralysis we talked about at the start?
My advice is to stop looking at the monthly fee and start doing the math on the transaction fees. That's where the hidden cost lies. And secondly, use the free trials, but don't just log in and look around.
Actually use them.
Actually try to build a dummy course, upload a video, build a sales page. If you hate the interface, if it feels clunky to you, you won't use it. Doesn't matter how many features it has.
That's great advice. Test drive the car before you buy the dealership.
Exactly.
I want to leave you with one final thought to mull over. We've talked a lot about tech, but remember this. In 2026, information is a commodity. You can find the answer to almost anything for free online. But community and data, those are assets. So when you pick your tool, ask yourself, are you just building a course or are you building a database of relationships that you actually own?
That is the question that defines the winners in this space.
Go deep. Choose the tool that fits your future, not just your present. Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive. We'll catch you on the next one.